Thank you. Good evening. It has been a pleasure to welcome President Obama to the EU-US summit here in Lisbon. It is the first time that as President of the European Council, along with the President of the European Commission, I'm hosting this annual summit on behalf of the 27 heads of state and government of the European Union, just 1 year after the previous summit. The United States is and continues to be our closest and most important partners. Both the EU and the US are in a rapidly changing G20 world. We share a transatlantic area of 800 million people, producing almost half of the world's GDP. We share the same values, interests, and objectives. To build on this common ground, it is not enough to simply use expressions like transatlantic dialogue or strategic partnership. We need to set things into motion, and that's why our discussion focused on concrete concerns for our citizens: jobs and growth, security, and the world clean and stable. We have had a good discussion this afternoon. I would like to underline the following 3 points: the economy, security, and foreign policy. First, at the center of our ambitions to advance the economic recovery. In global terms, this means engaging constructively together and with emerging economies on global imbalances. We have a common interest to ensure that what was agreed last week with difficulties in Seoul on this issue will be delivered. On bilateral aspects, President Barroso will brief you. As regards the EU's own economic situation, I underline here, as I did earlier to President Obama, that the fundamentals of our economy are sound. The European Union has much higher levels of economic growth than expected a few months ago. We have low inflation, a current account of the balance of payments in equilibrium, and positive prospects for jobs in 2011. A lot of member states are involved in reform programs to strengthen their economies, to consolidate their budgets, and to prepare the aging of the population. The Union decided upon a new and robust framework for economic governance in order to underpin our common currency and our common market. And moreover, we have put in place the necessary instruments of financial support under strong conditionality to overcome the current problems in the Eurozone. And second, we share the same vision on the future of security. Both our societies are built on the free flow of people, goods, and information. The networks these flows require face threats of a new kind: terrorism, market disruption, and cyber attacks. The European Union and the US cooperation has added value here. And that's why we decided to develop our partnership on a wide range of security issues. This needs to be founded on our respect for fundamental rights and freedoms. On cybersecurity, as also stated earlier at the NATO summit, is a threat with an immense impact. EU-US cooperation in this field can contribute to protect ourselves against it. I'm therefore happy to announce that the European Union and the United States will enhance their cooperation by creating an EU-US working group on cybersecurity. The working group will report progress within a year. And furthermore, speedy compromise on a comprehensive EU-US data protection agreement will significantly facilitate all negotiations between the EU and US on passenger name records, cybersecurity, fight against terrorism, and transnational organized crime. And third and last, on foreign policy, Iran's nuclear program remains a grave concern to us all. I recall to President Obama the EU's restrictive measures on Iran adopted in June. Without our working together, the sanctions would be inoperative. I also informed the President that we believe we now have a very good chance to engage Iran in direct talks under the leadership of the High Representative on December the 5th. On Sudan, we need to ensure that the upcoming referenda reflect the will of the populations concerned. In order to build confidence in the referendum, the EU is deploying an electoral observation mission. Regarding to the Middle East, I expressed the Union's support to President Obama's efforts to put the direct talks back on track. I also recalled the EU's vital contribution to the process through our assistance to the Palestinian Authority. And on EU-NATO relations, we all welcomed yesterday's agreement on NATO's new strategic concept. I reiterate to the President my belief that we have an opportunity to make serious progress on the EU-NATO strategic partnership while respecting the legitimate concerns of all EU member states and all EU allies and without discriminating anyone. We had, ladies and gentlemen, a fruitful summit. We saw eye to eye, and Mr. President, I wish you a good trip home.
Mr. Barroso, please. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. President Van Rompuy presented the main results. I will not repeat them. You have a joint statement that shows the level of our ambition for this strategic, vital relationship. I will not go into details. Let me just say that we covered a lot of ground, and we have committed to this continued dialogue and close cooperation. We have tasked our ministers, our commissioners for concrete work. We have committed to further consultation and, in fact, more deep consultation on many matters, bilateral and also global issues. My impression, I'd like to convey to you my impression about this summit. It was indeed a very intimate, friendly, focused summit. No one read notes. There was a real dialogue, and I think this is indeed what we are looking for when we discuss these kind of issues at summit level, so that there is a real exchange about the priorities, so that we can set to work for the future. And there was, in fact, a great sense of convergence, common strategic goals, and the willingness to work together on bilateral and on global issues. On bilateral, we have agreed that there is still potential in our transatlantic economic relationship. So we have tasked now the Transatlantic Economic Council to do more and to achieve concrete results in terms of regulatory convergence, eliminating some barriers to trade, what we can do to create new sources of growth on both sides of the Atlantic, growth and jobs. That's what our citizens expect from us on both sides of the Atlantic. And I believe there is a great potential on issues like clean technologies, innovation, many areas where both the United States and the European Union can benefit from this increased cooperation. On global action, also we address some issues from climate change to development issues, energy, the energy dialogue that took place yesterday, also chaired by Secretary Clinton and High Representative Cathy Ashton, where there is also a great potential for common approaches globally, because there are common challenges, there are some problems without borders that we need to tackle together. So let me conclude with a very personal remark. I have been to many summits. I think to a large extent it was different because of the intimate, informal way these matters were addressed. I really have a lot of admiration, I have to say, by President Obama's physical resilience after all the summits he has been, still in Yokohama time. And I really want to thank him for the quality of the exchanges. I think we have now a great foundation for the work between the United States and the European Union in the next years. Together we can do much more in our relationship that is so important for our people on both sides of the Atlantic. And I thank you all for the great contributions for the success of this summit.
Well, thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. It is a pleasure to be here with President Barroso and President Van Rompuy. I am proud to be here. I was proud to meet with the leaders of the 27 European member states during our summit in Prague last year. I was pleased to welcome President Barroso and the EU leadership to the White House last fall. I have been pleased to work with both Herman and Jose at the G20 context, and today marks our first summit under the EU's Lisbon Treaty. So it was also wonderful to meet Cathy Ashton, who's doing outstanding work. You know, this summit was not as exciting as other summits because we basically agree on everything. But nevertheless, I value these meetings for a simple reason. America's relationship with our European allies and partners is the cornerstone of our engagement with the world, and it's a catalyst for global cooperation. Whether it's creating jobs for our people, sustaining global economic recovery, protecting our citizens, preventing nuclear proliferation, the United States has no closer partner than Europe. And we're not simply united by shared interests, we're united by shared history, by shared democratic values, a shared set of traditions that have endured for generations. That's why the United States needs and wants a strong and united Europe. That's why our summit today focused on three important areas of mutual interest. First, we agreed to take a series of steps to increase trade and investment, which already amounts to a $4.4 trillion relationship and supports millions of jobs on both sides of the Atlantic. We directed our Transatlantic Economic Council to focus on streamlining regulations, encouraging innovation, eliminating barriers that hamper trade and investment. And building on the progress at the G20 summit in Seoul, we reaffirmed the need for currencies that are market-driven and for countries with large surpluses to boost domestic demand. Second, we reviewed our close security cooperation. We saw with the recent security alerts in Europe, as well as the plot that was disrupted to detonate explosives in cargo flights, that we have to work every day to keep our citizens safe, and we will continue to do so. From our common efforts to address Iran's nuclear program to our work together in Sudan, we're also partners in promoting stability and averting crises around the world. And now that that NATO has agreed that the transition to Afghan responsibility will begin early next year, the EU's role as a major donor to Afghanistan and a trainer for police forces will only become more important. Finally, we're coordinating on a series of global issues. With regard to climate change, we directed our US-EU Energy Council to find ways to bring clean energy technologies to market faster, and we're standing by our Copenhagen commitments to reduce emissions as we work towards Cancun. And as the world's source of most of the world's development assistance, we agreed to better coordinate our assistance and ensure a more effective division of labor to avoid duplication and inefficiency, as I've called for in our new development strategy. So, again, I want to thank President Barroso, President Van Rompuy, for their strong leadership and their partnership. I am confident that if we continue to deepen the close cooperation between the United States and the EU, we can deliver greater security and greater prosperity for our 800 million citizens on both sides of the Atlantic. And let me just use this opportunity once again to thank the people of Portugal for the wonderful hospitality. I plan to come back when I have fewer meetings. Thank you very much.